आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अनुजा कुमार। द हेडलाइंस। इंडिया बिकम्स वर्ल्ड्स लार्जेस्ट प्रोड्यूसर ऑफ राइस सरपासिंग चाइना। India's traditional medicine system Ayush receives formal recognition in bilateral trade agreements with Oman and New Zealand. Indian Coast Guard's first indigenously designed and built pollution control vessel Samudra Pratap to be commissioned in Goa today. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar leaves on an official visit to France and Luxembourg. Washington says US will not govern Venezuela but will press changes through oil blockade. And Khelo India Beach Games 2026 to begin today at Ghogla Beach in Diu. And now the news in detail. India has become the world's largest producer of rice, surpassing China. This was stated by Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan in New Delhi yesterday. He said India's rice production has reached 150.18 million tons compared to China's 145.28 million tons. Mr. Chauhan said India is now supplying rice in overseas markets.
India has overtaken China in rice production and become number one. This year, India produced more than 150 million tons, while China produced 145.28 million tons. This is an extraordinary achievement. By ensuring food security, we have filled our grain reserves. India is no longer a country that asks for food. It is now a country that supplies rice to the world.
The minister unveiled 184 improved varieties of 25 field crops developed by Indian Council of Agricultural Research at an event held in the national capital. The Commerce Ministry has said that India's traditional medicine system, Ayush, has received formal recognition in bilateral trade agreements with Oman and New Zealand. Both the agreements, which were finalized in December 2025, have dedicated annexures on health-related services and traditional medicine. Exports of Ayush and herbal products have registered a growth of 6.11%, increasing from $649.2 million US dollars in 2023-24 to $688.89 million in 2024-25. The Election Commission has found serious security lapses into the mob attacks on electoral roll observer C. Murugan during his visit to the Special Intensive Revision SIR hearing camps in South 24 Parganas of West Bengal. The Commission has sought an action-taken report about it from State Director General of Police Rajiv Kumar by 5 p.m. tomorrow. The EC also ordered Mr. Kumar to depute a senior police officer next time to accompany any electoral roll observer or special electoral roll observer with adequate security to ensure their safety during field visits. This step came after Mr. Murugan, an IAS officer of 2005 batch, reported to Chief Electoral Officer West Bengal Manoj Agrawal about the incidents he had faced at Magrahat 1, Magrahat 2 and Kulpi block of Diamond Harbour subdivision on 29th of December. A 5.1 magnitude earthquake struck central Assam at 4:17 a.m. today. The epicenter of the tremor was near Assam's Morigaon district at a depth of 50 kilometers. The tremors were felt across several parts of central Assam, including Morigaon and nearby districts, triggering panic among residents who rushed out of their homes. However, no immediate reports of loss of life or damage to property have been received so far. The Indian Coast Guard's first indigenously designed and built pollution control vessel, Samudra Pratap, will be commissioned by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh in Goa today. The 114.5-meter vessel has over 60% of indigenous content. The 4,200-ton vessel boasts a speed of more than 22 knots and an endurance of 6,000 nautical miles. The vessel will serve as a critical platform for enforcing marine pollution control regulations, maritime law enforcement, search and rescue operations, and safeguarding India's exclusive economic zone. The vessel was formally delivered in December to the Coast Guard at Goa Shipyard Limited.
Union Defense Minister Rajnath Singh arrived in Goa on Sunday for a significant two-day visit focused on bolstering India's maritime and environmental capabilities. Defense Minister was accorded a warm welcome for his two-day visit to the state of Goa. Minister for Protocol Shri Movin Gudino received him on his arrival at INS Hansa, Daboli. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh will commission Indian Coast Guard's first indigenous pollution control vessel Samudra Pratap at Goa Shipyard Limited Wasco today. This is Mahesh Sopre for Akashwani News, Panaji.
Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. Over a decade, Pragati has helped accelerate decision-making, resolution of issues causing delay in key infrastructure projects, and instilled a strong culture of accountability. It has also emerged as a platform for governance reforms, not merely monitoring. Today, in this special series, we take a look at the Rosa-Sitapur cantonment Burhwal Rail doubling project in Uttar Pradesh.
The Rosa-Sitapur cantonment Burhwal Rail doubling project in Uttar Pradesh, spanning 180 kilometers, was conceived as a key capacity augmentation initiative under Ministry of Railways. Project was sanctioned on 1st March 2015 at a cost of 2,560 crore rupees. It aimed to eliminate single line constraints on an important section of the Northeastern Railway network. The project encountered implementation challenges and delays in statutory clearances, and land acquisition began to impact timelines. The matter was taken up for review under the Pragati mechanism chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in July 2017. Two critical bottlenecks emerged, including pendency of Stage 1 forest clearance with Uttar Pradesh Forest Department and land acquisition of private land in Sitapur district involving 212 farmers. Railway Ministry, Environment Ministry and Uttar Pradesh government were directed to expedite forest clearance. The state government was instructed to complete land acquisition, while Railway Ministry was asked to expedite completion of 106 kilometers of doubling works. Following the Pragati review, forest authorities fast-tracked the Stage 1 forest clearance, while the Sitapur District Administration streamlined land acquisition processes. Due to Prime Minister's intervention, physical progress surged to 100%, leading to completion of the project on 13th February 2024. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar embarked on an official visit to France and Luxembourg last night. During his week-long visit, Dr. Jaishankar will meet the French leadership in Paris and hold talks with his counterpart, Jean-Noël Barrot. They will discuss the progress made under the India-France Strategic Partnership and matters of global importance. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that Dr. Jaishankar will also address the 31st edition of the French Ambassador's Conference as the guest of honour. In the second leg of his visit, External Affairs Minister will visit Luxembourg, where he will hold discussions with the Luxembourg's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Xavier Bettel, and with the senior leadership of the country. He will also interact with the members of the Indian community in Luxembourg. The year 2025 stands as a defining chapter in India's development journey. It saw policies translate into progress and intent into impact. Today, in this special series, Year of Reforms, we bring you India's progress in the energy sector in 2025.
India's energy sector in 2025 marked a year when long-pending reforms across power, nuclear energy, clean transition and strategic materials finally converged into execution. With the passage of the Shanti Bill, India ended a decades-long stagnation in civil nuclear sector. The reform opened the door to private participation while strengthening safety and accountability norms. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India is moving ahead with the plan to increase the nuclear energy capacity by more than 10 times by 2047.
Urja ke kshetron ko dhyan mein rakh kar ke Bharat nuclear energy par bhi bahut bade initiative le raha hai. Nuclear energy mein 10 नए न्यूक्लियर रिएक्टर तेजी से काम कर रहे हैं 2047 तक, जो कि हमने विकसित भारत का लक्ष्य तय किया है। जब देश की आजादी के 100 साल होंगे, हम परमाणु ऊर्जा क्षमता 10 गुना से भी अधिक बढ़ाने का संकल्प लेकर के आगे बढ़ रहे हैं।
In 2025, India's strategic shift on critical minerals through the National Critical Mineral Mission brought long-ignored vulnerabilities into sharp focus. Strengthening the power sector of the nation, the Electricity Amendment Bill 2025 prioritized competition in power distribution, network modernization, and financial discipline. Meanwhile, in renewable energy, 2025 reinforced India's credibility as a global leader. From large solar parks and wind corridors to rooftop solar under PM Surya Ghar and farmer-focused PM Kusum schemes, clean energy expansion reached homes, farms and industries alike. By mid-2025, India ranked fourth globally in total renewable capacity, fourth in wind and third in solar. Non-fossil fuel sources now account for around 44% of installed power capacity, surpassing the 2030 target, and emission intensity of GDP has fallen consistently. India enhanced its energy security and strengthened its position in the global clean energy sector in 2025. With Soumya Saran, Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Washington says U.S. will not govern Venezuela but use oil blockades to force political change. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said that the United States will not take a day-to-day role in governing Venezuela but enforce the existing oil quarantine on the country. This comes just a day after President Donald Trump suggested the U.S. would take direct control of the country following the dramatic capture of Nicolas Maduro by American forces. The UN Security Council will hold an emergency meeting today to discuss the U.S. operation in Venezuela. The meeting has been convened at the request of Colombia, a non-permanent member of the council, and was supported by permanent members China and Russia. And in sports, the second Khelo India Beach Games is set to begin today at the Ghogla Beach in Diu. More than 2,100 athletes will participate in 8 different sports of the beach games, which is being organized by the Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu. The games will be held between 5th to 10th of January under the technical supervision of the Sports Authority of India and the National Sports Federations. The 6 medal sports will be beach soccer, beach volleyball, beach sepak takraw, beach kabaddi, pencak silat and open water swimming. Mallakhamb and tug of war will be non-medal events. The IMD has issued an orange warning for dense to very dense fog over Delhi, Chandigarh, East Uttar Pradesh, Haryana, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha and Punjab till tomorrow. The Met Department has forecast dense fog over parts of Gangetic, West Bengal, Northeast India and Jharkhand during the next 2 days. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Anuja. Lauding India's sports success and to give push to greater opportunities for Indian players, Prime Minister Modi says India preparing to host 2036 Olympics with full strength. Arihant-class nuclear-powered submarine S-4 likely to be named as INS Arisudan, writes the Hindustan Times, in line with the names of all Indian nuclear submarines, meaning destroyer of enemies. The Hindu, quoting the civil aviation minister, writes, Center will allow multiple airports in each major cities in view of increased air passenger traffic. Schemes on card to give women more financial muscle likely in the union budget, cites the Economic Times. And finally, Gujarat's position as one of the India's safest and most preferred destinations for avian visitors, a headline in the Statesman reports Gujarat's wetlands saw over 8 lakh migratory birds in 2024-25. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India becomes world's largest producer of rice, surpassing China. India's traditional medicine system, Ayush, receives formal recognition in bilateral trade agreements with Oman and New Zealand. Indian Coast Guard's first indigenously designed and built pollution control vessel, Samudra Pratap, to be commissioned in Goa today. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar leaves on an official visit to France and Luxembourg. Washington says U.S. will not govern Venezuela but will press changes through oil blockade. And Khelo India Beach Games 2026 to begin today at Ghogla Beach in Diu. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.